ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ما بعد، فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في كتب العلم. ومعنا في هذا المجلس كتاب ماتع مفيد، وهو كتاب رياض الصالحين للإمام النووي رحمه الله، ونكمل من حيث توقفنا فعلى بركة الله.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى بجانب عشرين فرد كتب التحاجة كتب الفرد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم which have been his speeches with, whereby he stated, verily our praise is due to Allah, we praise him, we seek his assistance and we seek his forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings wherein we are studying this book, Riyad al-Salihin, this very beneficial book from the author An-Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. And we will proceed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين: باب الأمر بالمحافظة على ما اعتاده من الخير. قال الله تعالى: إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وقال تعالى: ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا. والأنكاث جمع نكث وهو الغزل المنقوب. وقال تعالى: ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم. وقال تعالى: فما رعوها حق رعايتها. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا عبد الله، لا تكون مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. متفق عليه.
هذا الباب باب جميل.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that this chapter is a very beautiful chapter.
ومفيد.
And an extremely beneficial chapter.
وعنوانه موعظة.
And the title of this chapter in and of itself is an admonition.
ولكن صدر بهذه الآية التي وفق في اختيارها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that the author began this chapter with this ayah, and the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that this is success from Allah Azza wa Jalla that he started this chapter with this verse.
قال: باب الأمر بالمحافظة على ما اعتاد من الخير. متى تتغير المحافظة؟
And the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala, after reminding us of the chapter of this, the title of this chapter, the Shaykh is asking the question: when does what the person become accustomed to, when does this change?
متى يستمر الخير؟
When does good continue?
إذا أنت استمريت استمر.
If you continue doing good, then that good will continue.
فاختار الآية: إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. إن غيرت تغيرت، ولكن أثبت توفق.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the author chose this ayah because therein is the meaning of that Allah doesn't change the condition of the people until they change that which is in themselves. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that again, if you continue doing good, that good will continue. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala admonished us or advised us to be resolute. Be resolute and that good will remain.
هل أنت أنت كما كنت؟
Are you the same as what you were?
أم أنت تغيرت؟
Or have you changed?
تغيرت؟
If you changed,
ما الذي غيرك؟
If you have changed, what or who has changed you?
وما نوع هذا التغيير؟
And that change which took place, what kind of change is this?
هل هو الأفضل؟
Is it for the better?
هل هو للأنقص؟
Is it for that which is less than what you were accustomed to doing before?
هل كنت متشددا فتساهلت؟
Were you severe at first and then you became relaxed or at ease or easy with certain things?
أم هل كنت متساهلا ثم حافظت والتزمت؟
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala said that was it the opposite, where you lacked in certain things and then you became more upright and more firm?
أم وقعت في الغلو والتشدد والتنطع؟
Or have you fallen into fanaticism and extremism?
هل كنت على صلاح فأصبحت على طلاح؟
Where you were upon righteousness and then became upon that which is the opposite, disobedience?
هل كنت واقع في المخالفات والمعاصي والمنكرات ثم تركتها إلى الطاعات والأعمال الصالحة؟
Were you upon disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sin and similar things and then you changed for the better and left that and became upon obedience and doing those things which bring one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his obedience?
كيف كنت؟
How were you? How were you and what is your condition now?
أسئلة وتساؤلات لا تنتضع أمام نفسك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that these are necessary questions that a person must ask himself.
تقيس الوضع الذي أنت فيه.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that evaluate the situation of yourself, the situation and the circumstances you are in.
يقول ابن مسعود.
ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه said,
إن المنكر كل المنكر.
He said that indeed one of the most vilest of things or situations
أن تنكر ما كنت تعرف
is that you censor or rebuke that which you once used to call to.
أن تنكر ما كنت تعرف وتعرف ما كنت تعرف.
And that you call to that which you used to rebuke and censor. That is it, without a doubt, one of the most vilest of situations.
كنت أصلي قيام الليل، كنت أصوم، والآن ضعف قيامي، ضعف صيامي، ضعف قراءتي، ضعف حرصي على الخير، على مجالس العلم. ماذا كنت وماذا أصبحت؟
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala said that a person may say, I used to stand in the night in prayer, and I used to fast during the days, and I used to be frequently reading the Quran, but I've become weak in that. My qiyam al-layl, my standing in the night in prayer has become weaker, my fasting has become weaker, my reading of the Quran has become less. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala said, these are the questions that the individual must ask.
هل كان يدفعك حماس الشباب؟
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that was the motivation behind that, the vigor of youth.
فأثقلك كبر السن.
And as you've gotten older, has that old age caused you to be heavier or caused these things to be heavier upon you?
أم انشغلت بمشاغل الدنيا وكسبها؟
Or have you become
الأولاد والأهل.
Have you become busy with the things of the world in life and earning a living and taking care of your families?
أم أنت كما كنت ما تغيرت؟
Or are you like you were and you haven't changed?
فرق بين التغير إلى الأفضل.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that there is a difference from changing to that which is better.
وبين التغير إلى الأسوأ.
There's a difference between changing to that which is better from changing into that which is worse.
والثبات على ما كنت عليه.
And being resolute or firm upon that which you were upon.
في ميزان.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that there is a scale.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
لكل عمل شرح.
The Shaykh, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that for every action is a
شرح.
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 شرح يعني نشاط واشتعال.
يعني for every action is
توقد. يعني كل عمل له همة حماس.
For every action has this activating force that motivates the individual.
ولكل شرة فترة.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that like this burning sensation of this motivation has its point where it becomes weak.
فمن كانت فترته إلى سنة ففترته إلى خير.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this individual, if his disposition is towards the Sunnah, his disposition is towards good.
هذا الميزان يجعلك تقيم نفسك.
And this scale, it allows you to evaluate yourself.
أنت أحلى من الناس بنفسك.
You are the most knowledgeable person with regards to your own self and circumstances.
فإن وقعت في الخطأ تبي.
So if you have fallen into a mistake and committed a sin, make tawbah, make ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for forgiveness, make repentance, repent.
وإن أنقص حاول التكميل.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if you have done something or there are deficiencies, make up for those deficiencies or strengthen those areas for where there are deficiencies.
وإن لم يتغير منك شيء فسأل الله التوفيق والثبات والعافية.
And if you haven't changed, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is stating that the individual must ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow him to remain upon that and give him success upon that good that hasn't changed.
في كل شيء من أمورك أن تفرح بالزيادة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that with regards to your life, you feel good or you want ziyada, you want extra with regards to those things you like in your life.
زاد عيالك.
For example, an increase in progeny or children.
زاد مال. ما تفرحون بالزيادة السنوية.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is asking for you, for example, the yearly bonuses, an increase in your wealth. People are happy with those things.
كل الزيادة في راتبه.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is saying that with regards to our salaries, even to the extent of working overtime, people are happy with that. But with regards to affairs of the religion,
والحسنات.
And with regards to hasanat or good
deeds,
do you not want these good deeds to
increase?
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is saying that as the person becomes older in his job, his salary increases.
زيادة سنوية زيادة سنة. أنت ما عندك تنمية لأعمالك الصالحة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala has stated that likewise with regards to your good deeds, do you not want or do you not work towards increasing them?
يعني
the righteous actions.
بعضهم يصلي الوتر ركعة.
There are those individuals who pray a witr prayer one ركعة.
جهز نفسك صلاة.
Strive against yourself and pray three ركعة.
جاهد نفسك بعدين خلنا
again increase and strive against yourself and increase that to five.
جاهد نفسك بعدين خلنا سبع. أنت تسوي نفسك زيادة.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that like those increases, like the examples the Shaykh gave, increase in these righteous actions.
عظم يصوم ثلاث أيام من كل شهر.
For example, there are those people who pass 3 days of every month.
صوم الاثنين والخميس.
Then, in addition to that, pray Mondays and Thursdays.
زيد الخير.
Increase in those righteous actions and doing good.
زيادتك للخير ضمان لثبات ما قبله.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that your increasing in good actions and righteous action is a guarantee for those righteous actions that you are on before that increase.
إذا وجدت أنك الخير اللي أنت عليه بدأ ينقص.
If you are finding yourself that the good you are upon has begun to diminish or decrease,
مثلا كان يقوم كذا ركعة فأصبح لا يقوم إلا خمس صلوات حتى أصبح على واحدة هذا النزول.
For example, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave the example the person that used to pray 7 or 5 ركعات now is gone down to 1. This decrease.
أو كان يحافظ على كل السنن والرواتب.
Or for example, that person was keen to perform all the sunnah and rawatib either before or after the obligatory prayers.
وبدأ يضعف حتى فقط على الفرائض.
To such an extent that the person decreases in that to whereby he only prays the obligatory prayers.
انتبه من هذه الخطوات. الهجوم القادم على الفرائض.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that beware of these steps, these decreases. Why? Because that the attack will ultimately be upon those obligatory things. You will decrease in those as well.
السنن والرواتب والنوافل هي سياج للفرائض.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these sunnah prayers and also the rawatib, they are like a gate or fortress around the obligatory actions.
الشيطان يبدأ معك خطوة خطوة حتى يصل إلى أن يقتحم الفرائض تتخلف عن تكبيرة الإحرام تتخلف عن الركعة الأولى لا تدرك إلا آخر الصلاة
تأتي والصلاة قد انتهت، تصلي متأخر، تصلي في البيت، هكذا يشتغل معك
الشيطان. So you leave off those sunnah to the extent that you become deficient with regards to the obligatory action. For example, the Salat al-Jama'ah, you come after the Takbiratul Ihram, or after the first rak'ah, or to the extent where you come to the masjid and they have prayed, so you have missed the congregational prayer. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that like this, Shaytan fights against you, step by step.
هل هذه الأشياء التي تركتها أنت تركتها في يوم وليلة؟
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is asking the question, these things, these righteous actions that you once used to do and you left them, did you just leave them overnight?
No.
No?
في مدة يمكن في ثلاث أربع سنوات كل شوي تركت شيء.
Maybe in the process of 3 or 4 years, as time increases, you decrease in doing these righteous actions or you leave them off.
الشيطان يمارس معك سياسة النفس الطويل.
The Shaykh Habibullah is saying that Shaytan practices with you. He is long-winded. He is not in a rush.
كل يوم كل يوم كل يوم كل يوم حتى يضعفك. إذن أنت جاهد نفسك كل يوم كل يوم حتى تقوى بالله عز وجل على نفسك وشيطانك.
He is at a constant war against you and he battles you on a daily basis. And the Shaykh Habibullah said that you must be firm against yourself, firm having this power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against yourself and against Shaytan, so that you can overcome those suggestions by him and the weakness of your own self.
جهادك لنفسك
and you are constantly striving against yourself
سبب لعودتك بإذن الله ويعود إليك ما فقدته.
It is a reason for your coming back and a reason for those righteous actions that you once did for you to again go back to doing them.
كلنا ذاك الذي يجد هذا الشيء.
And all of us are from amongst those individuals who find themselves these examples that the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave.
وهذه حياتنا.
And this is the reality of our lives.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala recited the first part of Surah Al-Mulk, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states to me that it is He who is created at the night so that He may test us to see which of us are the best in actions.
فهذه الآيات ولا تكون كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة انكاثة أي ينكث وينقض ما قد بنى والتي تليها النكث هو النقض ولا يكون كالذين طال عليهم فقست قلوبهم قسوة القلب بسبب كثرة الانشغال بالدنيا وترك العمل الصالح فما رأوها حق رعايتها فعليك أن ترعى هذه المنة التي منحك الله إياها حتى يزيدك الله فضلا.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned a small commentary about these the next 3 ayahs, whereby Allah states the meaning of, and don't be like the woman who, after having this firm thread, unraveled this thread or this thread that she had sewn, and after becoming firm, not unraveled. And then the second ayah after that, where the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, whereby the people's hearts became hardened after their leaving these righteous actions. And also, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if you are blessed with doing the actions, then the individual must give it its proper observation.
وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص قال لي رسول الله يا عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيامه. إذا أنت لا تكون مثل فلان.
الشيخ حبيبي
هذا لنا كلنا. هذا الخطاب لنا كلنا. لا تكن
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith is an admonition to us all. Do not be like such and such. He used to be a farmer, he used to do certain actions, and then he left them.
هذا الذي أنت فعلته من الأعمال مكتسب رزق جاك.
That those righteous actions that you are blessed to do in this is like a risk of provisions that have come to you.
كيف ذا؟
How? How did they go away?
أنت السبب.
Because you, something that you have done, you are the reason.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
إن العبد لا يحرم الرزق إلا يصيبه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in an authentic hadith that verily the servant will be prevented from certain provisions due to a sin that he committed.
العافية.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that being having been out, this is risk or provision.
Salamat al-Jawarih. Salamat al-Jawarih.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that safety with regards to people's limbs is a form of risk.
Salah al-Dhriya is.
Also, having righteous offspring is a risk or provision given to an individual from Allah Subhanahu
wa Ta'ala. Salah al-Bad risk.
Having a calm state of mind is also risk.
الأعمال الصالحة رزق من الله وفضل كما قال النبي للفقراء قال ذلك فضل الله قال إنهم من فضل أموالهم يتصدقون فذلك فضل الله يؤتي فضله من يشاء هذا رزق الأعمال الصالح رزق
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى is reminding us that these righteous actions this is a risk or they are risk provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى reminding us of the hadith whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated to some of the companions that when a group of companions complained that there were another group of companions who did certain good actions the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this that this is the fadl or bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives to whom he wills
إذا وجدت أنك تريد أن تقوم الليل فما استطعت أن تقوم
If you find that you want to stand in the night in prayer but you can't get up
راجع حساباتك
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى he stated that go back evaluate your حسابات your transactions your actions your dealings
ربما قيدتك ذنوبك وما نسيت عن قيام الليل
And the Shaykh حفظ الله تعالى stated that the reality may be that your sins have prevented you from being able to stand up in the night where your sins and your disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they have prevented you from being able to wake up and pray the night prayer.
وهذه قيلت قديما وقالها بعض السلف.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this was stated from some of the Salaf and it was stated in times ago in the past.
لأن الذنوب
Because sins
تميت
sins and it caused one to die. They caused the heart to die.
وأنشأ في ذلك ابن المبارك قصيدة المشهورة.
And Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah Ibn Mubarak has a very famous line of poetry with regards to sin killing the heart.
من أبياتها.
And from the lines of these poetry.
رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب وقد يورث الذل إدمانها وترك الذنوب حياة القلوب وخير لنفسك عصيان.
And he stated in these lines of poetry, the first line of poetry, he stated that verily I have seen that sins they kill the heart, and that when the individual is addicted to these sins, it causes an individual to be debases the individual. Shut up, I'm sure. And leaving off sins. Leaving the sins is life for the heart and it is better for yourself to disobey yourself
مطعمك.
With regards to what you eat
مشربك.
With regards to what you drink and with regards to what you eat and with regards to what you wear make sure that it is halal because earning unlawful earnings
تحرم.
It prevents people from doing certain righteous actions.
إذن صحح.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala says that what is derived from that is that we must correct ourselves.
فهذا باب جميل وحديث جميل.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala says that this is a very beneficial and beautiful chapter.
نفعنا الله به. نعم لبعده.
قال رحمه الله تعالى باب استحباب طيب الكلام وطلاقة الوجه عند اللقاء قال الله تعالى واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين وقال تعالى ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك عن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا النار ولو بشق التمرة فمن لم يجد ف فبكلمة طيبة متفق عليه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: والكلمة الطيبة صدقة، متفق عليه، وهو بعض حديث تقدم بطوله. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. رواه مسلم.
طلاقة الوجه.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is explaining طلاقة الوجه, or having a pleasant disposition or smile on one's face.
وطيب الكلام.
And good speech or saying good words.
من كمال الأخلاق.
They are from the perfection of character.
ومن الصلاح والبر.
They are from the completion of character, and they are from righteous and upright deeds.
فالأخلاق جمعت في عنوان هذا الباب.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that the akhlaq, يعني our character, is what is intended by the chapter, the title of this chapter.
وقالها الناظم.
And it was said with regards to what encompasses good character, it was mentioned in this title, and that there was a poet, a line of poetry by a poet.
بني إن البر شيء هين وجه طليق ولسان لين.
And the poet, he said, yeah, oh my son, verily good character is something easy, a smile on the face, and soft words, or nice words, kind words.
بشاشة المحيا.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is saying that the individual, when he has this pleasant disposition and a smile on his face,
ولطافة الحديد.
And soft, kind words.
هذا هو الإكرام.
This is إكرام, or being generous.
لو أنك أتيت شخص فجعل لك بمائدة طويلة عليها من جميع أنواع الطعام ولكنه عابس ومنطوقه شديد ما أكرمك.
The Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that if a person invites you and he has a very big table spread from one side to the next, but this individual, his face, or he doesn't meet his guests with a pleasant demeanor, nor, and the Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala also said that he has harsh words, this individual, in reality, despite all of this food, this individual hasn't been hospitable and hasn't been generous with his guests.
ولو أن شخصا بشر المحيي لطيف الحديث ولم يعطيك إلا علبة ماء.
But if a person has a smile on his face and a pleasant demeanor, and he has nice, soft, kind words, and he gives you a small bottle of water,
then الاستقبال والبشاشة من كمال الأخلاق.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that greeting people or receiving people and meeting people with a pleasant disposition and a smile, this is from the completion of character.
الكلام بالمجان.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that speech is free.
ليس فيه دفع نقود.
You don't have to pay money for it.
ولكن حسنه قد يجلب النقود.
What?
حسنه قد يجلب النقود.
But the goodness of that speech could bring money to a person.
وسوءه وغلطته قد تحرمك.
And also the harshness of what one says or the vile words that he uses could cause a person to be taken to task for that, and he may have to pay the recompense for that. And it could prevent him from certain things.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الإنسان لا يؤكل ولا يشرب.
Because the individual, يعني he's in or drunk.
لكن بشاشتك لي وحسن عبارتك معي تجذب روحي لك.
But your kindness of your kind demeanor and your soft, gentle, nice words, it causes the individual who meets you, it causes his spirit to be attracted or his soul to be attracted to you.
ولذلك هي صفات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And due to this fact, this is from the characteristics of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the attributes of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأخبر الله نبيه لو لم تكن هذه الصفات فيك لانفض الناس منك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if these good characteristics and character weren't in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the people would have left the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظًا لَفَضَّ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ.
Because if you are harsh and severe, the people would have, just like what is mentioned in this ayah, the meaning of, if you were harsh and severe, the people would have avoided you or gone away from you.
فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم.
But from mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لنت لهم, you were soft and kind in your demeanor with them.
ليونته لهم أي دماتت خلقه حسن تعامله.
And what is meant by the softness here means that the perfection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character and his good character and disposition in his dealing with the companions and others.
فلنت لهم أي تواضع لهم.
You are being, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being humble with them.
ففرق الدين وضد الدين القساوة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there is a difference between the softness, kindness, and the humility or humbleness, and it's the opposite, which is severity or harshness.
هل الفظاظة والغلظة عنوان استقامة؟
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that is this harshness or severity an example of istiqamah or being upright or a sign of being upright?
No.
No.
فرق.
There's a difference.
بين مسألة الإنكار.
There's a difference between making inkar or rebuking something that is wrong.
ومعاملة من حقه أن تؤدبه.
And يعني dealing with a person who is deserving of being disciplined or rebuked.
في المعاملة العامة مع جميع الناس.
There's a difference between that and a person's general interactions and disposition while dealing with others.
بعض الشباب هداهم الله.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that some of the youth, يعني الله قايدهم,
يظن أن العبوس,
they think that this is having a severe or harsh look on one's face.
إنه عنوان جدية.
That this is a sign of him being serious.
وعنوان صدق الاستقامة.
And it shows the truthfulness of his being upright. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is incorrect. This is not correct.
تعاملك, ابتسامتك, سلامك, رحابة صدرك, ليونة جنابك, هذه من أعظم أسباب الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل نشر الخير, كما قال الله عز وجل لنبيه, فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. إذا قدوتك وأسوتك هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, فعليك بلين الجناب, فهو مفتاح من مفاتيح استفادة واستقبال الناس الخير.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said rather the opposite is true. Being kind and gentle with others and having a nice demeanor, meeting people with this kind disposition and kind, soft, nice words, that this is the way to give da'wah and invite people to istiqamah or being upright, and that this is from the keys of goodness. And that this is the characteristics of the Prophet, this is the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is mentioned in this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that verily it is from mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were humble and soft with them, and if you were harsh and severe, they would have avoided you or gone away from you. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our example, and it is upon us to be keen in following his example with regards to our character and dealing with others.
في تعاملك مع الناس.
With regards to your interactions and dealings with others,
حاول.
Try.
أن تقيم خطابك.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that try to evaluate what it is you say to others.
من الغلط أن تقول أنا هذه شخصيتي.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it is incorrect for a person to simply say it's my character. It's my personality.
طول.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that increase that or
develop
it.
طول.
Develop your character and personality.
اجعل لك تقييم. أنا قلت للرجل هذه الكلمة. طيب أليس هناك خيار لكلمات لو قلتها كانت أفضل؟
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that evaluate yourself. For example, you take something that you said to an individual and you said, I said to the man this. Are there not any better words or any other choices that I have instead of what I actually said?
حتى في خطابات الوصف لما يقول لك شخص أين المكان فلان؟ تقول قدامك، وشخص تقول له بجوار، ثاني لفة على اليسار، والثالث تقول له طريق رقم 101. وكل هذه الجوابات أنت تملكها قبل أن تجيب. لو خيرت ما هو الأفضل فيها، أنت تختار الأفضل. أيضا في جواب السؤال كيف حالك، تقدر تجيب تقول هلا بخير الحمد لله. أنت تقدر تقيم أجوبتك على هذا وعلى هذا وعلى هذا. حتى في تعاملك مع شخص فعل لك غلط، تستطيع أن ترد بجواب عنيف، جواب متوسط، جواب فيه أخذ حقك دون أن تصل معه إلى مسألة فيها جرح. أو يعني أنت قيم خطاباتك مع زوجتك، مع أولادك، مع زملائك في العمل، في السوق، في كل شيء. ستجد مع الأيام قد هذبت أخلاقك وسلوكك بالإسلام.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that evaluate all of the things that you say to people. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, for example, he said that you are in control. You have these choices with regards to how you respond, how you answer, what you say to individuals. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave an example of a person who asked for directions. You can simply say the person says, where is such and such? And you say, in front of you. Or you can say, the second turn on the right. Or you can actually give him the street name and the number. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that all of these answers, you possess them. Look and evaluate yourself and always choose the best response. Also, with regards to a person who has committed a mistake with regards to your right, in terms of getting your right, you can answer or respond with a harsh response, or you can say something nice. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to all of your interactions with others and what you say to others, evaluate yourself. You have a choice in what you say, what you answer, how you respond. Choose the best response, and you will see that after time, you have disciplined yourself, disciplined your personality, and you have become better. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is something that we can all do, and this is easily at our disposal.
المواقف كثيرة بأن تربي أنت نفسك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there are many situations that we find ourselves in that they are suitable for us to cultivate and better ourselves and our character.
في حال الهدوء في حال الغضب.
With regards to when you're in a calm situation, with regards to when you're angry.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ليس الشديد بالصرعة.
He said that the strong person is not the person who can overcome physically.
بل الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب.
Rather, the strong person is the person who is able to restrict himself or restrain himself whilst being angry.
ما معنى الشديد؟ يعني القوي.
In terms of the Shaykh that is saying that the word is strong.
يستطيع أن يعمل كنترول.
The individual can control himself. He has self-discipline, self-control.
مثال.
Example.
أنت في الطريق في السيارة.
You are on the road in your car.
وأتى شخص أمامك انحرف عليك.
An individual, he cuts you off.
ما ذا تعمل في هذا الحدث المفاجئ؟
So what do you do in this unexpected situation?
وقد أغضبك.
And this individual has caused you to become angry.
بعضهم.
That individual did. He may go back and forth.
حدث. قيم هذا الحدث بعد حدوثه. لو أني قلت سامحك الله.
Something happens. Evaluate yourself with regards to your response. If you said سامحك الله, may
Allah forgive you for hurting me. Allah يهديك.
الله يعالج.
ولا ماشي. أحيانا المخطئ يعطيك إشارة اعتذار.
Sometimes the individual has made a mistake. He gives a hand gesture that signals that he admits his mistake and knows that he is mistaken.
بعض الناس كيف يتقبل هذا الاعتذار؟
Some people.
وأخطأ واعتذر.
What is their response? This individual has made a mistake and he has pardoned himself or excused himself from this mistake.
بعضهم يتقبل الاعتذار.
Some people accept this individual's making an excuse.
وبعضهم. ربما بادر باعتذار المعتذر بردة فعل قول أو حركة غير جيدة.
And there are those people who respond despite the fact that this individual made a mistake. He admitted this mistake.
حدث.
And he asked to be excused from this mistake. There are those people who their response is either a hand gesture or words that are not good.
إذا أردت أن تربي نفسك
if you want to discipline yourself
بعد هذا الحدث
after
ناقش نفسك ليس معك أحد
discuss with yourself.
طيب هذا اللي حصل. لو أنا فعلا دفعت بالمركبة هذي ممكن يصير حادث ممكن يموت ممكن أموت. إنما هو ذلك الحدث فقط.
This accident or this situation that is taking place now.
ما هي ردة الفعل؟
What is the response?
ربما مشاجرة، ربما آلات حادة، ربما أسلحة، ربما شيء أكبر من الحدث الذي حدث الصغير.
Due to this small accident, it could lead to fist ups. It could lead to an individual, the individuals pulling out weapons, and it could lead to a situation that is far more severe than the small accident.
بعد ذلك يندم.
And then after all of this, the individual he regrets what has happened.
الندم بعد الحادثة. ليس علاج لها حدثت الحادثة. لكن ماذا يجب عليك؟
The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala said that having regret after whatever took place, this doesn't change anything. Whatever happened happened.
قيم هذا الأمر.
Look at yourself, evaluate the situation.
ناقش نفسك.
And discuss it with yourself.
وإذا كنت مع نفسك انتبه. لو أنا عملت كذا كان أحسن. إذا إن شاء الله مرة أخرى إذا حصل لي مثل هذا الموقف انتبه لنفسي فلا أغضب وأقع في أشياء أكبر من هذا الشيء.
The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala says that the individual discusses with himself, he evaluates himself, and he's honest with himself, and he changes that which is better. Next time, if such as it happens, I won't say this. I'll do this so that the individual can learn a lesson from this and better himself.
ربما أن تخطي على آخرين.
It may be a situation where you are mistaken with regards to the rights of others.
في مثل هذا الموقف ما الحل؟
The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala said that in situations like this, what's the solution?
من خلال تجربة.
And the Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala said that from his experience.
هد السرعة. هد السرعة.
Slow down.
تأتي أمواج وأفواج من المركبات.
When you slow down, there will be people, other cars that will come past and.
الذي أمامك ذهب.
That individual who is in front of you, he's gone further in front of you.
أصبح بينك وبين السيارات.
And between your car and his car are several cars.
أنت هدأت.
You have calmed down.
هو نساك.
And he has forgotten the situation and forgotten you.
أنت.
The situation is over.
هذه من خلال تجربة.
And the Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala said that this is from his own personal experience.
يعني في العالي حين يهدي حتى يأتيك حين يحرف المركب. يذهب الشر.
الشيخ
عبد الله تعالى حتى لو تضطر انك توقف وتروح السيارات تلك وتذهب المجموعه كامله سلامه ما لها ثمن
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى gave an example when a person is tenacious and he said that even if it means that you pull over and just relax until several cars go by avoid the situation until you calm down
اذا كان هو احمق كن انت عاقل
And if that individual is stupid, then you need to be intellectual.
ليس stupid. Stupid غبي. الأحمق اختلف عن stupid.
Foolish. Stupid.
هو يعني. بس عندي إن الغبي غير الأحمق.